This audio presentation is a teaching of Pastor Scott Chiroma of New Hope East Hawaii. In his message titled, The Game Plan, Pastor Scott speaks about the steps we need to take in order to make a successful plan in our lives. This message was recorded on Sunday, January 3rd, 2016. Here now is Pastor Scott.
It's so nice to see all of you here wanting to start off the new year in fellowship with us. And, you know, give yourself a hand for getting up and making it to church. It's an honor to have you join us this morning, and we welcome you into our fellowship. Last year was a very interesting year. I finally finished my kitchen. Well, 99% of my kitchen. I just got one more thing that I'm just taking my time because I just got to get a countertop. But there's a wood with a nice table cover on there, so right now it's looking good. All my wires are done, and it took a couple years, I think. It was a really long process because of just, I don't know, I guess my procrastination. Because I would plan to do this, but then somebody would call me who would need help, and I love doing stuff for other people first and leave my stuff on the side. I don't know why it's like that. I guess it's like a painter's house is the last one to be painted. And recently, my truck needed some work. I noticed my underneath my CV boots were ripped, and I did this only once before on a car. Racing showed me how. And so, but this is a difference because it's a truck and it has locking hubs, and I had to take all that off. So I had planned to do that. Okay, so I started this one day. Things didn't go well. I didn't have the right tools. I couldn't take things apart. So in the process of trying to put it back together, something went wrong, and I just couldn't get my locking hub to unlock. I could get it to lock, but I couldn't get it to unlock. And that's, you know, when you go fishing, that's a tragedy. So the plan was shot. I said, okay, forget it. I'm not going to do it. So then I actually looked on YouTube to figure out how to put it together. YouTube is so good, yeah? I mean, man, this guy showed me in detail what I needed to do, and like, wow. So then I planned for another day to take out my front axles. And now I only can do one side at a time. Just in case I forget how to put it back together, I can look at the other side. So that was the plan. So I took one day to do my passenger side axles, and the plan went good. It took me 4 hours to do one side, which, you know, may seem quick, but that's actually kind of long. And then the next day I had planned to do the driver's side. Man, the driver's side took me only 2 hours, thanks to Grant. He came at the right time when I needed to have four hands, and because I couldn't push the arm down enough. I just didn't have enough weight. I lost weight last year. And if you ask me what was the trick to losing weight, it's a side effect from the medication that I take. So it's not a good thing. And so, you know, when we want to do things, you know, we want to make, we do plans. We're at the beginning of the year. And how many of you, is like, what, 3 days into the new year, how many of you made plans for your vacation already this year? Where you're going to go? One, two, we got a couple of people. We make plans for vacation. How many of you plan to get married or have kids this year? You know, we make plans for all those things, for vacation, for anniversaries, for weddings, for birthdays. But the thing is, what about plans to grow spiritually? You know, reading the Bible instead of reading that science fiction or that romance novel. Or what about books that would benefit you spiritually? If you could grow this year in a specific area in your spiritual life, what would it be? Would it be like faith? Lord, I really want more faith. Would it be like, oh Lord, teach me how to love my neighbors whose dog barks all night, whose rooster crows at 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, who pops fireworks, you know, after you're supposed to, you know, when you're supposed to stop, they keep doing them the next day. Yeah, I look at that, but that's me. You know, and my dog got loose late last year, and he went into his yard, got one of his baby diapers, maybe three of his baby diapers, and put it in my yard. And I thought, like, oh man, I am such a bad neighbor. I wanted to strangle that dog. But, you know, that wouldn't happen because I would have been arrested for cruelty to animals. And that wouldn't be good, yeah? You see, that's my pastor. Better change church. But then, so I went to my neighbor and I told him, you know, I am so sorry. If my dog ever gets into your rubbish, you call me and I will come clean it up. And he's so good. He said, I mean, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. But, you know, we plan to do things and we want to grow in faith, love, patience, and everything, whatever it may be. And, you know, we always, our leadership here, we want to help you grow. That's part of our mission, to equip you to get through life, not in a mediocre way or just barely getting by. We want to equip you to live that abundant life. You know, we don't want to become a comfortable Sunday morning social club where we gather, socialize, we eat, we drink coffee, and we say goodbye. But we never mature. We just grow old. We don't want to just grow old. We want to mature. We want to keep learning. A question was asked me this morning in discipleship class. In fact, let's ask everybody, do you stop learning? And I said, well, if I die, that's when I stop learning. What if you stopped learning today? What would happen to you tomorrow or the next day? I think, you know, when we stop learning, it's either we're dead or we're dead. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But the thing is, the question I want to ask you, what is the plan for this year? What is your plan? Because we plan everything else, but do we plan for our spiritual growth? Or do we whatever, leave it up to chance. I might fall upon something that might make me grow. Or I might hear the right message on the radio that would increase me by a little bit. But what are the plans for our growth? You know, every Sunday morning, 8 o'clock, we have a class, and this class is for everybody. Okay, it's not just for new people, or old people. You know, it's for everybody, even if you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Because in this class, we learn things about God, and we learn things about the Bible, and we get a better understanding of things. We have Wednesday evenings, which we're going to start at 6 o'clock. We have dinner, 6:30. We have a message, and maybe like 6, 7 o'clock, we get to actually ask questions. Anybody want to ask a question right now in front of everybody here? Wow. Silence. Kind of hard, yeah, to ask a question in front of all these people. But that's what you can do on a Wednesday night. We got a men's ministry. And, oh, I love our men's ministry. We got a women's ministry that meets once a month. We have youth ministry. Now we're going to have young adults. We're finally getting our gears going to equip all the different age groups, the different genders, to equip, to teach, so that you can have a better, more fruitful life. How many of you would like a better, more fruitful life? All right. We have sign-up sheets over there, and for the last couple weeks, it's still blank. It's like, because I cannot sign up for everyone, because I don't think they would like me at the women's ministry. Yeah, I mean, I would just eat all their food. Because you know me, whenever they leave something on the plate, I will take care of him. You know, I want more of you this year to participate. We have these things called life groups. And in our life groups, we read according to the Life Journal reading plan. We read a daily plan, and we get to the Bible in a year. And it's a place of fellowship, accountability, and learning. It's a time that we set aside each week to sit and listen to what God has to say. And it hopefully it becomes a daily habit, and that we all hear God. Last year, I read this book, and was Learning to Listen to God, something like by Charles Stanley. And wow, that book has made such a difference in my hearing. You know, because sometimes us men, we have selective hearing. You know, when the wife says to fix that, you're like, you don't hear. But when your friend calls you up to go fishing, oh, you hear really good. So when I read this book, and it talks about, you know, learning to hear the voice of God. Not audibly, but, you know, through the Bible, through other brothers and sisters, through circumstances. And I was like, wow. It really helped me to hear God, and that he can lead me so that I can lead this church. And it's a really good thing, and I plan to read more books this year, and I plan to study harder, which is really, for me, it's a challenge. Because you all know, I told you how hard it was through high school, because I just wasn't one to sit down and read a book and do the homework and listen. I was just disobedient. I think I needed more hands-on learning. I mean, if I had to do a book report, I'd pick a book that there was a movie about so I could just watch the movie and then do the book report. You're laughing because you've done that, huh? Yes, and so the plan is not just for me to get through more books this year and to get to the Bible again. The plan is for all of us to do something that would help us to mature in Christ. Amen? Proverbs 16:9, we can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. You know, I had so much plans for Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I had so much plans. I really wanted to cut some wood because I get joy out of cutting wood and making things. And I had all my tools out. In fact, they're still out. I never put it away. I just asked God to watch over it, and I'm hoping he does. And I got a set of cabinets in my patio that I'm making, and I really wanted to do this because I enjoy doing that. But then Thursday, after cutting some wood, I think I inhaled sawdust, so my throat was sore, and I thought it was just the sawdust, but my throat got worse and worse, and next thing you know, I have a running nose, I'm sneezing, and I'm just miserable, and I was on my back Friday and Saturday. Good thing there was football on the TV, or else I'd be so out of my mind bored. But my plan was to work. God's plan was to make me rest. Man, don't you, sometimes you just gotta obey God or else he's gonna make you rest. And, you know, we can make our plans, but the Lord determines our steps. And, you know, we have all these ministries to help you grow, to help equip you, to strengthen you to maturity. And on top of all of that, we have sports ministry. We do softball, volleyball, and basketball. Why all of this we do not just to do, because, man, we could do other things with our time, right? We could go fishing or golfing. But we do these things so that you have a place to go to fellowship, to be equipped. Our desire here is to see each and every one of you down to the last baby, to reach your God-given potential. How many of you think that you are at your potential right now? I can't say that because I know God has more for me to do. You know, and we want to see you that, man, I am growing this year. I am understanding more. I am more bold to share the good news. We want this to happen. When you come to the end of your life, I want us to be able to say the words of Paul in 2 Timothy 4, 4:7. As Paul was talking to Timothy, he was telling this, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race, and I have remained faithful. How many of you, man, when you are on your last dying breath, you wanted to be able to honestly look at God and say, you know what, God, I fought the good fight, man. I finished the race that you put before me, and I was faithful. I want to be able to say that when I die. Here's the thing. Number one, plan to do something positive. Something that has spiritual benefits. Because we can do plenty positive things without any spiritual benefits. But, you know, if you don't plan your spiritual growth or plan to go to class or if you don't plan to be here every Sunday, so many other things will prevent you from doing that. Some wise person told me once, if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. How many of you heard that before? Man, when they told me that, I was like, whoa. Shoot, I never realized that. Maybe you have a desire to teach or lead a Bible study. Maybe you don't, but maybe you can host one. Maybe you may not have a home to host a Bible study, but maybe you can cook. How many of you, I know we have great cooks in this church. Man, and if you want to cook, man, cook, bring something on Sunday. We have four teams that rotate one first week, second week, third week, fourth week. And I know right now the first week team is doing an awesome job. Right, first week team, give yourself a hand. Because you guys are doing wonderful. Yeah. We have a good team leader on there, and they've been practicing for many years and feeding the sheep. But you know, you have some skill. I know you do. I know you do. Maybe you cannot cook. But there's something you can do. Maybe you can direct traffic and park cars so that when we park, people can get out. I'm not saying that you park bad, but it's not your fault because there is not the right lines on the parking lot. That's why we need people in the parking lot to park cars. Maybe you can just pass an umbrella to somebody. Man, the last couple weeks been really, really wet. And I swear, every time I wanted to go buy groceries, I got wet. Because if I'm in my regular clothes, I don't care if I get wet. So you're going to see me walk into my car, regardless if it's raining. But if I'm wearing my nice clothes, then you're going to see me running. And you're going to laugh the way I run. So, you know, you can pass umbrellas when it's raining. We have so many things. You can fold bulletins. You know, we have all these things in place for you. So hear me this morning. Stop making excuses. Gosh, I remember when Pastor Alex, remember when you tried to hire me for the church? I made every excuse not to come. I told Pastor Alex, I love my job. And I said, why would you want to hire me? I'm doing all these things for free now. But I tried to make every excuse. Then he told me that big things. Pray about it. Oh, you know, when you pray about it, you know what the right thing to do is. And I tried to make excuse for so many different things. And I realized that, man, when God asks you to do something, best just do it. You ever tried fighting against God? It's a losing battle. I'm going to tell you this from experience so that you don't end up fighting with God for years and years and years. Because it doesn't work. You're going to lose. Eventually, you're going to give in. You know, I would love for each and every one of you to say, hey, this is what I want to do this year. I'm going to come to Wednesday night and I'm going to learn more about God. One thing I want all of us to do is I'm going to plan to read the Bible this year. I really want to get to know God through reading the Bible. I want to hear his voice. I tell you what, if you start serving in the ministry, you'll be here every week. And the weeks you're not here, you're going to call somebody telling them that you cannot make it. Because that's what's happened. Accountability happens. This is what I want for us this year in 2 Peter 3:18. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. You know, how many of you made resolutions to exercise this year? Yeah, how many of you want to lose weight this year? You like some of my medicine? Side effects. Seriously, I'm not trying. It's just the side effects of this medicine that I take for my sugar. The side effects is weight loss, which now I went from 32 to 30 in the last couple years, and now even 30 is kind of like wiggly, and you know, side effects. But yeah, we want to exercise. I would love to play basketball with these guys in February, but man, if you get me up and down that court once, I'll be huffing and puffing, and I feel like I'll be dying because I'm so out of shape. Even though round is a shape, I'm out of shape. Okay? But what about growing mentally, you know, studying, learning, spiritually and socially, balance. You know, we want this for you. We want you to grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. You know God's character. Know what he wants for you. Know what he doesn't want. Colossians 1, 9 and 10. For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will and all spiritual wisdom and understanding. That's what I pray for you guys, for all of us, for myself too. Why? So that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Sometimes we wonder, how can I pray for the church? Right there. Sometimes how can we pray for people, missionaries serving in the Middle East? You know, this is one thing. This is how each of you can pray with this scripture. Pray that we all understand what God wants us to do. Pray that we gain spiritual wisdom. Pray that we honor and please God. Pray that we produce every kind of good fruit. Pray that we learn to know God better and better. Pray that we be strengthened in God's glorious power. Pray that we have great endurance and patience. Pray that we be filled with joy. And then, give thanks always. If you can look at this scripture and you can use this scripture as a guideline to pray for that other person across the room, to pray for your neighbors, to pray for our leaders here, I think with all of us praying that, You think God would go like this? I don't think so. I think he would honor that request, and he would help us to grow. Amen? And number two, this is what it is. Look for others to join you. I mean, I can go fishing all by myself and catch all the fish I want. Not really, but man, if I go fishing and I catch the biggest fish, well, who am I going to brag to? Because there's only me there. Like, no fun. You go fishing by yourself. I mean, I know Kimo does, but you know how he does it, right? He goes fishing, he takes a picture of the fish, and he sends it to me, makes me jealous, and he lets the fish go. But man, there's like, really, when you go fishing by yourself, it really is no fun. The only benefit to fishing by yourself is the peace and quiet that you can hear the voice of God. And that's it, but you can do that when you fish with others because you can walk and go fishing. But do something with somebody else. Man, you know, I always hated the first day of school, walking to school by yourself. And I had to walk to school, high school and everything. It was a long walk uphill. And yeah, both ways. No, it really was a long walk uphill. I went to school in Pearl City, and I lived right by the elementary and the intermediate school. But the high school was a far walk uphill. But I hated walking to school the first day by myself and going, you know, not especially when you transition from a different school, from elementary to middle school to high school. And I hated walking there and going there alone, man. And then when my children were going to school, they would ask me, Daddy, can we pick up so-and-so before we go to school so we can go together? And I would not hesitate. I said, definitely. Because I know what it's like going to someplace by yourself. You have to go someplace by yourself. It's kind of like, I'm not comfortable with that. Even when I go to the hospital sometimes by myself, and I got to walk into a room with a whole different bunch of people that I don't even know, I do it because I'm trying to be obedient. But man, I really don't like, the only thing I really like doing things, when the only thing I like doing by myself is making cabinets. Peace and quiet, sawdust all to myself. And, you know, the only thing is I just got to be careful because if that saw blade gets a hold of me, who knows, yeah. But that's the only thing I like doing by myself and spending some time alone with God. But, you know, life is kind of boring if you had to go through it by yourself. You know, if I had to do ministry alone, I'm going to tell you this, I wouldn't last very long. It wouldn't be much fun at all. And when I get discouraged, it'll be just me and my pity party, and that's no fun. And when we get others to come and join us, you know, we get encouragement. When we fall down, we have somebody to help pick us up. I get to work with all these different team members for the common cause of expanding the kingdom and equipping men and women to reach more people. Ecclesiastes 4, 9 and 10 says this, two are better than one because they have good return for the labor. The only thing, when I get to make cabinets by myself, man, I struggle nowadays to carry the pieces of wood. I used to be so strong and so proud, but now, oh, I struggle when I carry one piece of wood. And if the wind blows, I'm gone with that wood. Yeah, I mean, seriously, if you carried a 4x8 sheet of plywood like this, and the wind blew, if the wind blew that way, then I'm going to go that way. If the wind blew this way, I'm going to go this way. And it happened because I have my garage and my patio is like this, and there's a walkway in between. And the wind blows through there, and I carried the wood there before, and man, the gust blew, and the wood flew out of my hand. And, you know, cabinet wood is so precious because it gets damaged, but two are better than one, and that's the only time I wish I had help, is to carry the wood. Because they have good return for their labor. For if either of them falls, the one will lift up his companion. But woe to the one who falls when there's not another to lift him up. Like I said, when I was working on my truck, I had, in order for me to get the axle out, I had to loosen the shock and pull the shock out of the way. And you know, a shock with that big spring, the strut with it, no way you can compress that spring with your hands. And the A-arm had to go down. And Grant came at the right time because I pushed it down, but there was nobody to stick the boat to the puka. So you can try with one hand, but I wasn't heavy enough. Grant came there. You know how Grant, you know, he's just like, man, I'm just pushed the boat in. It's like, oh, man, you showed up. I just looked like, wow, God, you are so good. I mean, isn't God that way? I mean, that's why two are better than one. But I got to tell you this. I got to admit this. A lot of times, I'm telling the truth, Lord. A lot of times, I'm a man, okay? I have pride. How many of you men have pride? You guys know, like, ask for help. That's me. I got to work on that. Because a lot of times, you know, this is my prideful thing that I'm going to admit where, you know, two are better than one, but I'm proud. Because if you catch me in Home Depot walking around and I can't find nothing, I will not ask. My wife said, why not ask? Honey, I worked in a hardware store for many years. I know where everything's supposed to be. And if it's not here, it's in the wrong place because they put it in the wrong place. Pride. My wife, two are better than one. My wife will go ask. Oh, I tell you. And that's one of my issues I got to learn to deal with. Yeah? You know, when I get depressed or I get down, I have people around me who encourage me. They help me back up. They dust me off and they say, get back into the game. They encourage me. And I tell you what, that's what our men's ministry does. We encourage one another. And, you know, we have so much good and great things going on in this fellowship that you might not know about, but I want you to know about, and I want you to participate. Here's the last one, number three. Don't procrastinate. We all know what that means, right? This year, my plans, and you guys can hold me to it. I just seen some water damage in my bathroom, so like, yeah, I get to tear apart the bathroom this year, man. I said, so excited. Isn't that so exciting? This is my bathroom. Okay, I had the tile to redo my shower for probably like, maybe 6 years. Yeah, talk about procrastination, yeah? I had to wait to see the wall rot before me getting started. So that's my plan for this year for just my house is to do my two bathrooms. So procrastination, just like for me, if I did the bathrooms 5 years ago, wouldn't have the water damage because I would have took care of it. But the procrastination caused me more work. But that's okay because I love getting dirty. Ecclesiastes 11:4, whoever watches the wind will not plant. Whoever looks at the clouds will not reap. In other words, if you wait for the ideal condition, you never get started. You know, some people tell me, oh, you know what? I'm going to try to get my life together. And when I get my life together, I am coming to church. Oh, man, I don't know when that's going to be. If I waited to do church until each and every single one of you could come, we'd still be waiting. Right? Because some days you guys, some of you can't make it. Some of you can. So don't wait until things are ideal for you to start. Don't say, oh, I want to get my life together before I go to that class. Go now because that class will help you get your life together. Ephesians 5:15. Be very careful then how you live. Not as unwise, but as wise. Making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. You know, Paul was saying that the times are evil. So he was telling us that we need to have a sense of urgency, of doing what we need to do, because evil is coming. We need to have the sense of urgency to reach our lost friends. We need to have a sense of urgency in growing ourselves. We need to have a sense of urgency in reading God's word. You know, we gotta plan to grow. You know, and allow God to direct the steps. Don't you want, I mean, how many of you seriously want to spiritually grow this year? Really, seriously, honestly. Okay, good, because I'm going to pray for you. Then after that, we're going to take communion. So you can close your Bibles and let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray for each one here that raised a hand, that you would see to it that they would grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that they would plan to do something positive for their spiritual growth. Lord, I pray that they would find people to do it with them. And that I pray, Lord, that they won't wait, they won't procrastinate, but I pray that they would step forward in faith, knowing that you will cause the growth by them stepping out in faith, stepping out of their comfort zone to do something that you want them to do. Lord, I pray that they would be obedient, every one of us, Lord, that this year would be a year that we can look back on and say, wow, this year was a good year because I grew. I grew closer to God. Thank you so much, Lord. And I pray that each one of us would take the time to spend with you each and every day in your word. We pray in Jesus' name. And all God's people say, amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Truma of New Hope Christian Fellowship, East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street, Kau, Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.